Hello, it's Melissa Brown with the Homeschooling Entrepreneur. I am so glad you're here. If we haven't met yet, my name's Melissa Brown. I have six kids. I have graduated one. I'm homeschooling five more. My oldest is 18 and my baby is five. We have always homeschooled. And I am just an entrepreneur. Those people that are just obsessed with business and business ideas just come flowing out of them. If you're listening to this, I bet that's you too. I love meeting new people. Go find me over on Instagram, The Homeschooling Entrepreneur. Say hi. I want to connect. Tell me that you listen to this podcast. I want to hear your feedback. Love to know who's listening out there. So cool to watch on the metrics. You can see people from like all over the world that are tuning in, and it's so neat. So I want to have a conversation though. I don't love this one-sidedness that can be a podcast. I love the interaction. So please reach out. I would love to give you a shout out. I would love to add you if you want to be on this. Yeah. If you are a homeschooling entrepreneur and you've figured out some tips and tricks, I mean, we all have. Like, if you're still alive, you're still homeschooling, you're still running a business, you figured some things out. And I would love to have you on as a guest to come on and share. So please do reach out. Let me know if you'd like to be on here. Today, I want to talk to you guys about one of the biggest things I think we all need to work on, and that is delegation. Delegation, what is that? It's just easing your plate, right? Helping share the load. I bet there are things you're doing right now that you don't love to do, that are taking up time from the you spending your energy in your powerhouse lane. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to waste your energy washing dishes if it's not relaxing and enjoyable to you, when there's people in your home that could wash some dishes while you flow and you create something really amazing that's going to bless your entire family and the world at large, right? Okay, so let's talk about some ways we can delegate, some things to think about when it comes to delegation. I think the first thing for moms is to realize, to remember, I think we all know this, right? But to really actively remember that we are raising adults. We are not raising children, we're raising adults. And if you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about, that sounds dumb. Basically, our kids are kids, you know, they're at home for 18 years. And hopefully they live another 60 plus years, maybe 80 years. Let's go with 80 years. I like that number better. They're going to live another 80 years as adults. They're going to live out on their own much longer than they are as children. And our job is to help prepare them for that. What better way to help them prepare for that if they knew how to cook, if they knew how to clean? I mean, how many of you did not know how to do any of that when you left home? You know, we got married, we had babies, and then we were like, crap, here we are. I have no idea how to do any of this. Like, my poor husband, the food I fed him, it was atrocious. But thankfully, he kept eating and I kept working on my skills, and he's a very happy man now. But it was rough at first, right? If you have children, and I'm saying like 8 and up, and every child is different, so this is not just a blanket statement, but your kids could be cooking. Your kids could be making meals. They could sit down and help you with meal planning. They can help you look at the sales flyer, figure out what to make, create a menu for the week, and then assign days of the week. If your whole family just took turns cooking dinner and cleaning up dinner, and it freed up some time for you, what could you do with that time? Okay, a great exercise is to just start brain dumping. Write down everything that you do right now. And I mean, go from Monday morning till Sunday night and just walk through that list. What are you doing in your home? And is it something that A, brings you joy, and B, is only something you can do? Right? Like, our kids do need good quality time from their parents. They need time where your phone is placed down, you're focused on them, you're loving on them, and you are giving them that solid one-on-one time for sure. Like, no one else can do that job. But can someone else make their lunch? Could someone else take them to the park on a Friday afternoon? Could someone else teach them math? Like, I think sometimes as homeschooling moms, especially those, I mean, if you're listening to this, we're all crazy. Like, let's just get that out of the way, right? We're saying, not only are we going to homeschool, we're also going to run a business. And we, like, We're not exactly sure how that's going to happen, but we're going to try really hard. And I think that as society has changed, you know, what did it look like 200 years ago? 200 years ago, a family lived on their farm, right? Everybody was home together. Mom and dad's kind of had their standard jobs that they did. And kids were at home learning with their parents. Their parents each taught them how to do the jobs. They were trained from a very young age. I mean, these kids were 3 years old out there plowing fields. I mean, read some history books. It will blow your mind what kids used to do. But they were doing this regularly. And the dads took the boys and taught them those things. And the moms took the girls and we did those things with them. And we raised them up. And we were entrepreneurs. I mean, we were making clothing. We were making butter. We were doing those things. We were trading with our neighbors. And that was all just part of life. But at the same time, we weren't, documenting every moment of that up for social media. We weren't taking our kids to soccer practice. We weren't volunteering for PTA. We weren't doing all these other things that it seems like we try and do now. We're trying to homestead, you know, build some beekeeping business, homeschool the boys and the girls, right? We're not able to ship off the boys to the dad, usually. I know there's different circumstances for everyone, but we're trying to take it all on. And then we also get this 1950s housewife thing and we have to have it beautifully styled and perfectly clean and these meals cooked from scratch 3 times a day. And we think of these, you know, Amish farm wives and we're trying to emulate what they're creating for their families while posting it all on social media, while building a brand, while building this business. And ladies, we can't do it all. Like, you can't. I don't know if you're a fan of Oprah Winfrey or not. I think she is an amazing woman that did amazing things. Like, I, you know, her whole whatever. I don't know her. You know, I think it's so easy. People are like, well, you love so-and-so. I'm like, I've never even met that person. Like, anyhow, another tangent for another day. Anyhow, one thing I absolutely love that she said once. She said, you most definitely, and this is paraphrasing, you can have everything, just not all at the same time. And I think right now, as you moms are in this season of life, you need to remember that. Your day, you might have an amazing homeschool day. I mean, you got the microscope out, you had your books out, you were like learning and you're all excited and you can just see this look on your children's faces and they're so excited and they're just soaking in all the knowledge. And you guys stopped and you made a delicious lunch together and then you had poetry reading with your tea and you lit some candles and it was amazing. But you never did your chores that day. You never cleaned the house. And you took some pictures, but you weren't on social media, right? You weren't doing those things to build your business. And that's just how days go, right? That is the life of a homeschooling entrepreneur. And it's this waves and we have to flow. And some days you're going to get a lot of business done. And some days you're going to get a lot of school done. And some days you're just going to rest. And we need to give ourselves grace for that. But I want to go back to that list of what do you do in a week? Okay, start writing, brain dump, get a notebook, type it up on your computer, put it in your notes app, but don't just do a verbal note. I mean, it needs to be visual. You need to write this all down. And then start going through that. I want you to number it from 0 to 5. 0 is like, you hate that chore. There's no part of it you want to do, and you're ready to hand it off tomorrow. And a 5 being, I love that. Like, either you're the only one that can do it, or it brings you immense joy to do it. Like, it's a peaceful time. For me, I don't mind doing dishes. I don't want to do them all the time because it is a time-taking project, right? It takes time. But having my hands in the hot soapy water, it's calming to me, and I do enjoy it. So I'm definitely going to put myself on that rotation, but I'm not going to do it every single night, okay? So go through there. What things do you absolutely love? Now, I want you to look at your family. Talk to them. What chores do they love? What would they like to look from that? On those things that are from 0 to 3, at least, if not the 4s, what can they take? What would they like to? What are they volunteering, saying, you know what, I actually love that chore and I would love to do that. I think that too often we underestimate how much our kids want to be involved. Our kids want to feel needed. They want to feel special. And when we give them chores and we congratulate them, we acknowledge them for doing a great job, it builds true confidence and it helps them to feel like a necessary, needed part of that family. And if anything were to happen, if they were to, you know, not be around, their presence would be missed. For more, I mean, you know, you love them and things like that, and their laugh and their jokes would be missed. But also what they bring to the family, that they are a crucial, integral part of the family, is such a great message for our kids to have. Okay, so start asking them what they want to do. Now, look at what's left and be really honest. What things could you hire someone to do? Maybe it's that Friday afternoon where you hire someone to come take your kids to the library, take them to the park, run those errands while you are at home in quiet getting some work done. Maybe that's hiring a housekeeper to come in. Maybe we start with once a month and then we go twice a month and we keep going like that. And you start seeing when you have more margin in your day, when you have a little bit more space, what can you accomplish? It is mind-blowing. Okay, if you haven't hired help yet, some of us, like myself, are recovering cheapskates. I have done everything. I have made my bread from scratch. I have sewn my kids' clothes. I have done the things, right, to live life in a way that we could pay all our bills and not feel tight, right? But then there comes this time in your business and in your family where things need to shift a little. And if you could hire someone to take some of the load off of you, you're actually going to make much more money because you can focus in on your zone of genius and you can go really hard in that area. But it's a growth process. And so usually when I'm talking to moms about this, they've never hired anyone to help. So I don't know if that's you or right now you already have a housekeeper, you know, you have a sitter coming in once a week, but you haven't hired anyone to help you in your business yet. And you're not even sure where to find someone, how to make that work. I want to give you a couple resources. One is Fiverr. Check that out. We'll put notes for you guys, but that is a great option right there. Like, let's say you're starting a new business. You need a logo. That is a great place to go. Maybe you need voiceovers for videos. Maybe you want someone just to make some TikTok videos for you. I would hire your teens first, but then go look there. Another option I want you to check out is freelancer.com. Go in there and post a job. Just say, you know, hey, I $5 to some for someone to show me how to use this website, to show me how to make this type of TikTok video, you know. Post something on there. I want you to try that out. I want you to get used to sharing the load. I want you to get used to looking for people that have skills that you do not have yet. Because I'm telling you, if you can't, like, so one of the things I'm working on is a course for you guys. We're going to have the Homeschooling Entrepreneur, a course to really just help you make life easier for you, to get more done, get rid of the guilt like that. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so excited. I have so much of it done for you already. But I struggle with one area in making the worksheets and making them look good. But I know a gal that is good at that. And so I'm hiring her, but also I'm going to watch her do some of it. So she showed me, we had a Zoom the other day and she showed me how to do a couple things. And I was like, oh my gosh, a couple things on Canva that I had no idea existed. I mean, if you're not on Canva yet, go. There's a free version and a paid version. I absolutely love it. Canva.com. You can get such, like, you. It's just going to make you look professional. Okay. Go to Canva. Check it out. So, you know, I'm hiring her to help me in that area, but I'm also learning a skill. And she can teach me in a half an hour what it would have taken me days to hunt through YouTube videos to try and find the answer for. You know, sometimes just asking that question, I'll tell you, like when I go to the grocery store, I am not one to ask where something's at. I won't do it. I mean, I do now, but I used to not ever. I was like, let's just go look for it. Like, let's try. And my husband gets so irritated. And I see now, it was a waste of time. I mean, if I had time to waste, man, walk around the store, find some new stuff, see whatever else they have. But if you don't want to spend all day in the grocery store, just ask someone where it is. usually as soon as I ask, it's standing, it's right in front of me on that shelf, but you know, it still sped up the process. So start getting in that habit. And I would encourage you this week, I challenge you to offload at least one chore from your day. Now, maybe that's your kids helping you. Maybe that's your husband helping you. Maybe that is somebody that you hired. Maybe it's somebody that you traded for, right? Like, what if one day a week you watched your other mom friend, she's a mompreneur, you know, and you guys are both trying to work with your kids on top of you, and you're like, this is hard. And then you said, well, what about if on Mondays I took the kids and we did science at our house on Mondays? And then on Fridays, you take the kids and you guys do cooking together, whatever it is that you guys each love, right? And they, you guys taught your each other's kids those things. But also on that day, you had a day of uninterrupted work time. How much more could you get done? And without the errors and without the like the interruptions. And then you're like, wait, what was I thinking about? Oh my gosh, I had a great idea and I forgot to write it down. And my kid asked me a question and now I'm so confused. Does that ever happen to you? Is that just me? I don't know. Like, that happens to me all the time. So I'd encourage you this week, share the love. Help your kids to start gaining new skills by taking on some new chores. And I also encourage you to have a long, hard conversation, maybe an easy conversation, with your spouse, talking about your goals and your dreams and looking at the share of responsibilities in your home. And what could he take on? What are each of you good at? And how can you help each other so that you can create the life of your dreams for your family? Have a great week, you guys. You got this. Please find me over on Instagram. I want to hear how this went for you. I want to know what you're offloading. I'm so excited for you to have some breathing room and to be able to create better work in that moment. Have a great day.